Torah b'bovel koydim shal Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. Before I went up to Eretz Yisrael, loy is Amri that I learned. Ho de Tanya, that learned in the Braisa. Yom Kippur shechal liyos Erev Shabbos. Yom Kippur that came out on an Erev Shabbos is alocha lohoyu toikin. They did not blow the tkiyas ha-shofar. Yenochmo, ho de Tanya, Yom Kippur shechal liyos Erev Shabbos. It said Allah, but usually on every Shabbos you used to blow like six tekiyas, six shofars, to warn the people it's becoming near Shabbos and stop doing malacha, close your shops, come home, take a shower. So let's say Erev Shabbos came out Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was on an Erev Shabbos. So it said Lohoyu Toikin, didn't have to blow the tekiyas at all. Shrash Lohoyu Toikin, Sheish tekiyas shetoikin b'Erev Shabbos lehibot or lehavdil, to tell people stop doing malacha on a regular Erev Shabbos. But now a Friday is Yom Kippur, Mishum Yom Kippur Kodesh Kishabbos V'yosa B'chol Malacha. Because Yom Kippur anyway is also to do malacha. So there's no purpose to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur to tell the people get ready for Shabbos. It's also malacha anyway. When Moitzoy Shabbos, let's say Faket, Yom Kippur comes out on Moitzoy Shabbos. V'hoyim Avivim, you don't make Havdolah. Rashi in Chalbo Yom Kippur, Yelohoyim Avdilim B'tfilah, Hamavdu B'Kodesh L'Kodesh, K'moishim Avdilim B'yontar Shechal Yis Moitzoy Shabbos. Hey, Stama Yom Tov comes out of Moitzoy Shabbos, we do make Avdolah. We say about Tadienu. Mashenken Yom Kippur comes out of Moitzoy Shabbos, you don't have to make Avdolah. So Reb Zera said, Mitchila I saw Divrei Hakali. This din goes according to everybody. So Rashi, Lohevi Mastikna Daita, the heavy pluk of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, the Mastisin. I didn't think it would be told in the Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva, if Yom Kippur is called in Shabbos, or not called in Shabbos. I thought it goes according to everybody. Of the Kisalik Nilhosam, if Zera is saying the lady when he went to learn in Eretz Yisrael, is Ashka Chisei Yehuda Bered the Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. He met up with Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, to Yosef Okama. He was sitting and saying, Rabbi Kivi, this didn't only goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that Shabbos and Yom Kippur have the same Kedusha. That if a Korban that you brought on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be makti the chelev at night. Mashenkin di Rabbi Shmuel, because if this didn't go according to Rabbi Shmuel, it was like Kivon di Yom Achel be Shabbos, Kraven be Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Shmuel himself says you are allowed to bring the Chel of Shabbos. You're allowed to bring on Yom Kippur, or was like Litka, or was like Tekasha. Why can't it be? Why shouldn't it be Tekayin now on Yom Kippur itself? Ki Echad Lehevi Yoda the Chel be Shabbos Kraven be Yom Kippurim. The people should know that Chel be Shabbos is Yom Makriv on Yom Kippurim. So Drashi Reb Kivi, the Chachav La Yom Kippur Kishabbos, that according to Reb Kivi, Yom Kippur and Shabbos have the same halachas. Chilkach Le Boi Le Mitka La Havdu, you don't have to make to blow to tell them the difference between Zelazel La Kero. So Le Toiken Ele Ben Yom Kal Le Yom Chomer, you only make a tkia between a Kal De Gadin to a Chomer De Kiyom. The Chiecha De Bishabbos Le Toke La Havdu Kahanim La Hakriv Chel Bishabbos. The same way, on Shabbos, you don't have to blow the shofar to tell the Kohanim not to be makriv chel v'shabbos v'yom kippur. Is, in other words, v'yom kippur also namilu takin l'havdim l'hakriv chel v'yom kippur v'shabbos. Don't have to blow anything if today is Friday. Yom Kippur, you don't have to blow to tell people, like at night time, you should know you can't be makriv the chelov of the korban of Yom Kippur tonight on Shabbos. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, you never have a heter to bring a korban of Shabbos on Yom Kippur or a korban of Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Mashenkin according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Churi should have to blow the shofar. So Drashi di Rabbi Shmuel, Kivon de Kil la Yom Kippur Mishabbos, since Yom Kippur is more kal than Shabbos, but the Litka, you should have to blow the shofar. La Haftil, Mahakrim Chelba Yom Kippur Mishabbos, to warn them that now what? Now Friday is Yom Kippur. And you brought the mincha, you brought the korban, the Tomet Sheben Habayim on Yom Kippur. And you didn't bring the chelev yet, you didn't bring the emurim on the mizbeach. So you may think you're allowed to bring these emurim at night time on Shabbos. Just like according to Rabbi Shmuel, the opposite way. If first comes Shabbos, then comes Yom Kippur, you're allowed to bring the chelev of Yom Kippur, you're allowed to bring the chelev from the korban of Shabbos on Moitzoy Shabbos on Yom Kippur. So maybe you would think the opposite way also. When first comes Yom Kippur, and then comes Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the korban, the chelev of Yom Kippur, Friday's korban, on Shabbos. So maybe you have to make a tkiyah to warn the people not to. Over the key is Uzat Rashi Yevinu, Shuyayim HaKal. People know that no, Yom Kippur is the Kal. Okay, Shiyichol Yom Kippur, Moitzoy Shabbos, then when Yom Kippur comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos, then we'll let you talk. Then we don't have to blow the shofar. Is Yodi Shemutal Hakri Boy Chel B'Shabbos? He's like this, don't know Klode Alocha like Ebi Shmuel. That when Yom Kippur comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos, then we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. Why? Because you're allowed to bring the Chelav of the Korban of Shabbos on the night time on Yom Kippur. Mashenke, when Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, then we should blow the shofar to warn the Kohanim that you should know, this Korban you brought today on Yom Kippur, if you're not makir of the Chelav of the Amurim today, you're not allowed to do it tonight on Shabbos. So that's what they told the Abzerah, that this din only goes according to Rabbi Kiva, not according to Rabbi Shmuel. Of the Zot of Yisrael, of Amina, Leano, but I myself say, no. Kahanim's reason ain't. You should know, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't have to blow the shofar. If you're only blowing for the Kahanim, not to bring the Emurim, at night time, Kahanim know the Alocha. Omele Makshish, of Red of Chizbe, Rav Ashi, is that true? Mi Amrin, and Kahanim's reason ain't. Do you say that you don't have to blow the shofar to warn the Kahanim? The Kahanim itself know the Alocha. There's reason. Via Tanan, we learned. Sholoish, Lahafta, Lesom. It used to blow these tkiyas in the Beis Hamikdash and before on Erev Shabbos to warn the people to stop doing melacha, mimleches, and shloisha lahavdu min ben kodesh lechol, to make difference between kodesh and chol. So lechura they blew this in the Beis Hamikdash, lechura tzarayah they needed even for the kahanim to know there's a difference between Shabbos and chol. So you see, kahanim are not so easy, man. Kahanim also need a reminder. And the Gemara no kodiyam rabaya lishar omad of Yerushalayim. That they blew in Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash is not the pshat for the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. The Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, Taka's reason, man, they don't need the reminder. But they blew it in the Beis Hamikdash for the people outside the Beis Hamikdash. So Rashi learns, Kod Yom Rabbi Yibesei the Yuma, the Perek Gimel, Gabi Nivreshes, She'osesa Hilni Hamalkin. Hilni Hamalkin made a special, like, metal piece, Al Pitzche Shalecha, on the opening of the door of the Hechem, that Bishor Shachamaz Reches, the time when the sun shines on it, Litzaitis Yetzemen, everybody can see the sparks like the reflection of the sun. Vakil Yergim Sazman Krishma Giv, everybody should know it's Sazman Krishma ready, it's time to say Krishma. Omezvino Neyatakashi Rimino Akari Krishma Manshe Mishma Yotzom, Alma Lav is Zimnekrayan, that the Anshe Mishma used to say it even before the Zman of Zrika Sachama. Do you say it used to daven Kivasikin? Vyom Rabbaya Obezoi, it wasn't for the purpose of the people in the Beis Hamikdash Gufam. Even though the Simon was in the Beis Hamikdash, the Simon was for that the people outside the Beis Hamikdash, in the Shar Am of the Yerushalayim, they should see the sun rays and know it's time to say Krishma. Is Mela here also? So the Maru Hochi Nam of the Shar Am of the Yerushalayim. Even though they used to have the tkiyah, they used to blow it in the Beis Hamikdash, it wasn't for the purpose of the Kahanim that they should know to stop doing melacha, because Kahanim has reason him. That's the purpose for Shara Amad Yerushalayim. The other people in Yerushalayim used to hear the shofar from the Beis Hamikdash, and they would know to stop doing melacha. Yeah, Frank, the Gemara Nayakasha. The Litka, it's still shver, they should still blow the shofar. When Yom Kippur comes out on Erev Shabbos, the later the people should know Tishori B'Knivas Yerik Minamin Cholamala. People should know that Yom Kippur has a kula, that on Yom Kippur it's muta to prepare the vegetables on Yom Kippur for Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Now Knivas Yerik means, Rashi learns, like pulling off the bigger leaves to straighten out the vegetables. So Rashi Velitka Bein L'Rab Kiva Bein L'Rab Yishmol, according to both of them, they should still blow the shofar on Yom Kippur to tell the people to kalhu mi Shabbos. You should know Yom Kippur is more easy than Shabbos. The Yom Kippur shorei b'knivas yerek. Yom Kippur has this new hetem that you're allowed to prepare the vegetables on Yom Kippur for Mitzvah Yom Kippur. What does that mean? Yerek tolish. If the yerek was already pulled off from before Yom Kippur, lenate ko'olim min aklochen, to pull off the leaves from the stalks. Kedela hashvoisim, to make it smooth, straight. It should be ready to chop them up or the form and to make them into small pieces. That it's an inu Yom Kippur, that if you have to prepare the food and you can't eat it, it just makes you feel worse. So therefore the Rabbanu were mata this shvus of preparing on Yom Kippur for Mitzvah Yom Kippur, so we mata you to do it on Yom Kippur. So here is a svari to blow the shofar now on Yom Kippur to tell the people this kula. Rashi Kenevah Loshen Kihi De Klal Gadol, like I said before in Klal Gadol. Haiman De Konev Sukon El De Hosam B'Mechuba B'Ochi B'Tolish. Before it's talking about an Issa D'Raisa where you are pulling it off from Mechuber, your mom is ripping it off the ground, and here it's talking about where it was pulled off from before Shabbos, there's no Issa D'oraisa. So that's the kasha, why don't we blow the shofar on Yom Kippur to tell us this kula? And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef lefi shein doichin shavus lahatir. We're not matir shavus, we don't tell you to do an Issa shavus to tell people a heter. That means Rashi lefi shein doichin shavus lahatir. Kiya shofar shavusu. He's blowing the shofar on Shabbos on Yom Kippur's Nisa D'Rabbon, Issa Shavus. And you're telling me now we should be doing this Issa D'Rabbon, and why? L'odiyah heter. To tell people you should know there's a heter on Yom Kippur. The Knivas Yerik, you're allowed to prepare the vegetables. Ain't doich in Shavus later. The Torah says we don't let you be over in Issa D'Rabbon to tell somebody cool is over heterim. Eliezer, we're only mask you to blow on Yom Kippur on a Yom Tov, tell Yisurim. If Yom Tov comes out on Erev Shabbos, we blow the key on Yom Tov to tell you that soon it's going to be Shabbos, and it's also to do Malachas on Shabbos. The Grand Yom Tov, Shechaliyas Erev Shabbos. Toike and Lahavdil, Lahavdil, we tell you to stop cooking. Cooking is mutter on Yom Tov, on Shabbos is also. So that's when we make the Tkiyah. But to tell you a Chiddush that something's mutter, for that would not matter this Issa Shavus. Those answered Rav Shishi, those answered Rav Yosef. So more now, Rav Shisha, Brei, the Rav Idiom, another Teretz. Shavuos Kroiva Hetiru, Shavuos Rechoika Lo Hetiru. They're only Matthew to be over a Shavuos to blow the Shofar if it's Nogeya to tell you a Kula or a Chumram right away for the next day. For it's Nogeya only for the next year, a Rechoika, a Shmua, a Halacha, about next year, they're not Matthew to be over a Shavuos now. What does it mean? So Drashi Rav Sheshet Bered Rav Idi Yomar, Loilom Deichin Shavuos Lahatir. No, we'll tell you you're allowed to be over in Issa Shavuos, even if it's only for the purpose of telling you Heterim, telling you Kulis. No, ihevi mi boy ilon heter idn. If you need this heter for right now for today, will be mutter. Avol hashted le mi boy ilay kinivas yerek biyom kippur shechal yis der Shabbos. But now the shalu was we're talking about where Yom Kippur comes out on Erev Shabbos. Yom Kippur comes out on Friday. So you want them to blow the shofar today on this Friday to tell you that you'll have to prepare the vegetables. Sherei b'Shabbos le yavashter. It's not true. Is this year Yom Kippur you can't prepare the vegetables? Because what do you want to prepare it now for? Because at nighttime you'll be able to cook them. But if nighttime is Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So what will be the purpose of blowing the shofar this year? To tell you the next year. They'll tell you Chiddush that when Yom Kippur comes out in the middle of the week, you should know on Yom Kippur from Mincha v'Mala, you're allowed to prepare the vegetables because they have to have them teeth at nighttime. So without this year that Yom Kippur comes out Erev Shabbos, there's no reason to blow it. Of course, there's no heter. Of course, you can't cook the vegetables at night time. Therefore, we're not allowed to prepare them on Yom Kippur. So we're not Matthew to blow the shofar for this Yom Kippur just to tell us a Chiddush about next Yom Kippur. That's Rav Shishi's teretz. But really, if we'll be telling you even a heter right away, it would have been muta. For the Gemara, is that true? Or Shavuos Kroiva Etiru? Were they Matthew or Shavuos that's close by? V'yot Tanan. Yom Tev Shechal Liyos Erev Shabbos. If Yom Tov comes out on Friday Erev Shabbos, is the halacha toikin v'loy mavdilim. We take it, tell you to blow the shofar, to tell you that it's soon going to be Shabbos and you have to stop doing the melechas oichel nefesh, of a v'loy mavdilim. You have a v'loy mavdilim, and what's the Talmud v'loy mavdilim, that Rashi, if it's filo. You don't have to make havdolah when Shabbos comes out on Mitzvah Yom Tov. V'yala koist, le'tiknu v'loy mavdolah ele b'yitziyas kodesh, v'v'chnisas chil, only when kodesh is going away, and the new day is considered chol to the old day. For loy v'chnisas kodesh uviyitzias chol. Tosam shach l'kedusha yomer v'kiddush shem shemekatcher malayin have yakeri delay. Mashenka, now that Shabbos is coming after Yom Tov, Shabbos is more kodesh, so doesn't pass to make havdalah. So blame avdila. So the more vayter moitzoyi Shabbos luyitzoyi Yom Tov comes out on moitzoyi Shabbos, then avdila. Like we say, what hadienu we say havdalah on moitzoyi Shabbos, even though it's Yom Tov. You don't have to make it key on Shabbos to tell you to stop doing melacha, because Shabbos has a bigger issa melacha than Yom Tov does. Is the kasha of Yamai? Why do we say and toikin litka? We should still make it key when Shabbos comes out and the next day is Yom Tov. We should blow the shofar on Yom Tov, you know, on Shabbos. You know why? Ki hecha the later that people should know the shari b'shchita li'alter. They should know that soon it's going to be Mitzvah Shabbos, it's going to be Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov it's mutter to make a shchita. If you're going to tell me we're matir shvus that tzarech a heter, they should blow the shofar even on Shabbos when Mitzvah Shabbos is Yom Tov. the Torah this Chiddush, I'd allow to make a Shchitam right after Shabbos. El, the Torah says, Ela Machvarta Kedarav Yosef. The Torah says all these kashas like Rav Yosef said. That when are we matter a Shavuos to blow the Shofar on a Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, on a Yom Tiv? It's only to tell you Yisurim, to tell you not to do something. But to tell you something is mutter, like on Yom Kippur, you want to blow the Shofar to Madiya the Yom, that they're allowed to prepare the vegetables? Lahata, we don't do that. Who are there now on Shabbos? When Mitzvah Shabbos is Yom Tiv, you want to blow the Shofar on Shabbos to tell the people that on Mitzvah Shabbos, you're allowed to make a Shechita on Yom Tiv? Lahata, we don't blow the Shofar. Yeah, the more weiter. Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav Huna, V'yamri lo, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Huna. Yom HaKippur shechaliyos b'Shabbos, when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, is also b'knivas yerek. Then it's also to prepare the vegetables now for Moitzoi Yom Kippur, for Moitzoi Shabbos. Hey, they're only mat you to prepare the vegetables on Yom Kippur alone. When Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, about you doing the Shavuos, Zayf for Shabbos, Zayf Yom Kippur, it's also. Omer Rav Mono, Tona, Minayin Yom Kippur, Shechal Liyos B'Shavah, She'osah B'Knivas Yerek. How do we know this halacha? How do we know, Taka, that when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, it's different that you're not allowed to prepare the vegetables for Moitzoi Shabbos, Moitzoi Yom Kippur? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Shabbos and Shabbos. Is Lamai. What's the double lotion, Shabbos and Shabbos? Ilay melim locha to tell you thoughts to do melocha on Shabbos for your ksev lo sasa kol melocha. The pasuk says already all melochis lametes melochas are also on Shabbos. Elalav aknivas yerek. It's come to tell me that on Shabbos you're not allowed to prepare the vegetables for my tzoy Shabbos. And the chiddush says even when it comes out on Yom Kippur, still there's no heter. So Tosa speaks out of avad is only in asmachta. Like El Tosa says near lari the asmachta bialmu dima di raisim and kippur namelisaser. If to be an issa di raisa. On preparing vegetables for Moitzoi Yom Kippur, Moitzoi Shabbos, Havada, there wouldn't be any heter. Now here it's only an issa de Rabbonin, and so now smachti to say that when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, Rabbonin will not matter. Shrashi also beknivas yerek. V'loi mi boi be Shabbos, the Yom and Aroni, every regular Shabbos, the Yossi, Mishum Shvus. Tika Torach mi Shabbos, the Choyol, because you're preparing on Shabbos for Choyol, El Afilu Idna, the Yesh Kan Inut, but even on Yom Kippur. When there's a svara to be mati because you be ma'ani yourself, you're making yourself more pain. To abishah yom mekippah shishash v'sosa on a regular yom kippah that is also prepared for your mitzvah yom kippah. The alma is muter, but on yom kippah we mati you for this reason because it's an inu for you. Hashem the chal b'shabbos l'shar rabbanon. But now that yom kippah came out on Shabbos, you should know the rabbanon will not mati you. Still, it's also to do it. Does halt Rav Ado Amar Rav Huna. The more Omer Rabbi Chiya Barabba Omer Rabbi Yechanan Yom HaKippur Shechal Yos B'Shabbos is the Halacha Muta B'Knivas Yerek. He else know even the Yom Kippur that comes out on Shabbos still it's Muta to make the prepare the vegetables for Moitzoi Shabbos. Neisve Abakashanu Minayim Yom HaKippur Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. How do we know that when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos Sheosav B'Knivas Yerek that's Taka Osa for you to prepare the vegetables for Moitzoi Yom Kippur, Talmud Lema, Shabbos and Shabbos. It says a double lotion is both the rest. Is the mind. Ilay melom loch that he can't do melochas and lamates melochas on Shabbos, for ksiv le sasakom lochom. Pshita sasa to do melochas on Shabbos, the pot is le sasakom lochom. El Allah, the knivas yerek. El Amai, we're talking about knivas yerek, we're talking about preparing the vegetables. That even that is also on Shabbos for Moitzoi Shabbos. And when is Magaya too? A regular Shabbos, Pshita it's also. That means even in a case when Shabbos and Yom Kippur come out together, still on this Shabbos, on this Yom Kippur, you can't prepare the vegetables for Moitzoi Yom Kippur. So the Gemara now, Liyar Lam Lam Locha. Demis and the Pesach is talking about a Malocha. There's an Yisr Asay to do Malocha on Shabbos. For Lavar Oleh, B'Yestev Lois Asay. So the Chiddush of the Pesach is to tell me that not only is there a Lois Asay by doing Malochas on Shabbos, there's also an Yisr Asay. That's the Shabbos and Shabbos. Tell you're supposed to rest on Shabbos to make an Yisr Asay if you don't. Of a venison preparing the vegetables on Yom Kippur, which comes out on Shabbos for Moitzoi Shabbos Yom Kippur, it's Takamut. Zot Gemara Tanya Kavosa de Rabbi Yechanan. I bring you right to Rabbi Yechanan as Takamut. Yom Kippur, Zot Loch, Yom Kippur, Shachal Yes B'Shabbos, Shtei Klo, Muta B'Knivas Yerek. Shtei Klo, it's Muta.